Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, land of the free, home of the brave. Brian Aitken was just on with us, and legal guns in New Jersey, but they said that it didn't matter. They took him to jail, 7 years in jail, spent 4 months. Governor released him because of an outcry. Then he tries to publish a book about it. Kickstarter blocks it. State's had his kid for all these years. That's just how America operates. It's so wonderfully free. Let's talk to Kim in Michigan. Remember, if you're a hard-working, gun-owning, non-person, a person with a no criminal record, non-criminal, you're gone. You're dead. I mean, politically, they're coming after you because they're a criminal group. Kim in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, this is Jim.
Hey, you're on the air worldwide. How may I serve you today?
Yes. I want to thank you for being a good guy to the world. I also want to bring up a point about the nuclear going from one coast to the other. And going missing. My question is, have you linked the 3/22/12 interview you did with Lyndon LaRue about how he warned us that the nukes were going to be deployed some way?
You know, I don't remember the full interview, but I do remember Lyndon LaRouge, or I guess Lyndon LaRed, I guess what that means in French, on the show. We should get him back on, talking about nukes and things like that. Specifically, what did he say?
He warned us that if we elected Obama back into office, that he guaranteed that there would be a nuclear incident on the shores of our great land.
Yeah, what was the date on that? See, folks, we cover so much incredible stuff here, I can't even keep track of it.
It's March 22nd, 2012. It was just before the elections.
All right, we'll have our listeners, I'm sure, look into that and put it up on YouTube, and then we'll cover it. Very, very bizarre. We should get Lyndon LaRouge on. That's a guy who has real sources at the highest level still. We should get him on and find out what he thinks about this. Thank you so much for the call, Kim. All right, let's talk to Brendan in Wisconsin. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex. I had a videographer working with me, and we were shooting a short promo for Michael J. Murphy's next documentary on chemtrails and geoengineering. And the videographer is a really nice guy. He's come around to some of the subject matter on Infowars.com.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, but, you know, that part about where he was on with Pierce, and he said, well, it's kind of racist to say that most of the murders are committed by gang members. And I said, in the interest of time, let's talk about that later, because we got to get this done.
Well, no. But knowing the statistic that it's gang-related, Hispanic gangs, black gangs, white gangs, you know, crime-related, people shooting each other, that's a fact. And I did quote the FBI statistics, and no, sir, knowing facts is racist. Vets with their arms and legs blown off protesting the memorials being shut down are now racist, according to the Democratic Party. See, that trumps everything. You just say racist. So I tell your friend, good job. He's obviously right. I'm a very bad man.
Absolutely. And a point made by a friend of mine that I hosted in Madison named Gilad Oxman, award-winning jazz musician and author, and he said, PCism is now a condition of the human condition, a part of the human condition that basically breaks down your thought process, just like a computer virus, and you see the spinning color wheel, and you can't affect.
Oh yeah, no. They now use it with anything they disagree with. My wife was having dinner with family, and some cousins were there, and some other folks, and my wife's a Christian, and one of them said, I'm an atheist, and Christianity I think is racist. Well, they said, I think it's racist that Hobby Lobby is closed on Sunday. And it's like, what does it do with race? And they're like, doesn't matter. It's racist. It's like a little power word. Racist, 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 racist. And, of course, the socioeconomic controllers, the psych warfare chiefs, know it's all a big joke. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm not in the business of thanking and groveling to other talk show hosts, but I'm also not in the business of being in competition with other talk show hosts who are covering liberty issues and constitutional issues. But Michael Savage consistently will cover things that the other big supposed freedom-oriented talk show hosts will not touch. Time and time again. I agree with him more than any of them put together, really. He just continually gets the deep angle on things. And last Friday, he covered a story by Anthony Gucciardi from StoryLink.com, and then we carried his articles at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Dealing with our report from Dyess Air Force Base of missing nuclear warheads loaded on trucks, not properly signed for, well, not signed for, period, taken off the base. And I've already covered that ad nauseum. But listening to Savage 16 minutes from his show Friday that's up on InfoWars.com, he crystallized it. It's not even about the reports of the missing nukes. It's that it's unprecedented for the president to hire to fire the number one and number two commanders of all the nuclear forces, and that then the AP was told, don't cover this. and this had to be leaked. I mean, normally if a top general got fired, it'd be a national news story, and you'd be told why. This is leaked that they've been fired, and it turns out fired back when our story broke. It's definitely connected. And I've been here trying to break down the different angles of it, but I mean, Savage just really crystallizes it, that there's like a coup d'etat going on, and it's Obama running it. And you got Lindsey Graham saying South Carolina will be nuked the night we release the info. We release it in the afternoon. That night he comes out and gives a speech. And now we learn 2 weeks after that the day we broke this, they fired the number two nuke commander, the admiral, and now they fired the number one Air Force general over all the nukes, and then they fired two top Marine Corps generals over the weekend, and they fired more than 10 top people after Benghazi. I mean, they are purging things. I mean, and if you've studied history, folks, this is what corrupt groups do when they really are taking over. Because, again, they need to sell the country on torture, on secret arrest, on spying, on, oh, the police state's for Al-Qaeda, and then they tell us, oh, it's for the American people now. And so they're busy putting all their people in. They need to get their people in because the average person in the government is not evil, folks. They're just compartmentalized and are given a false reason they're doing what they're doing. That's why they morally can't have us out explaining what's going on, because then people in the system get it and get outside their compartmentalization. And that's why I'm so concerned, because I've never seen a confluence of so many out-of-control things happening and government more out of control and more corruption being gotten away with, from Benghazi gate to Fast and Furious to the IRS gate and the NSA gate and the general corruption, the federalization of police and the Homeland Security buying $2 million worth of targets of little kids for no hesitation shooting and openly training to and the Army manual saying George Washington's bad. I mean, it's Twilight Zone. It is Twilight Zone. And a Fort Hood document, well, you guys print that, Knight covered it on Thursday, the Fort Hood memo. We called it, it's official internal memo, restricted, not classified, saying you don't have a Second Amendment, don't have guns if you are in the military. Basically, just don't take your guns off base, don't go do it, you know, it just basically says you'll be arrested. Of course, they don't have that legally, that authority, but it doesn't matter. We've got the fellow coming up after the break, after I take some calls, who got arrested walking with his son out in the middle of nowhere outside Temple, a combat veteran, a current officer in the military, what is in the Army. He's been on before. He's now going to trial. And it's just, you come to realization with the government really at the top is run by bad guys now. They're consciously bad. They don't just want control. They got a score to settle with free marketers, with conservatives, with libertarians, with gun owners, with veterans, with constitutionalists. In all their manuals, they say we're the enemy and they're going to have a war with us, and they mean to have it. And I just want to warn the police and military. And I mean, I'm not warning you in some threatening way. I don't want this to happen. You're very expendable in this. And if they start this civil war, nuking something and blaming it on us, are blowing something up, the Pentagon's drilling to fight the Tea Party on record, that's Forbes and Washington Times and AP, after we broke it, of course. Just look it up. Pentagon training to fight Tea Party. They see that as their main enemy, real Americans. I want to try to explain something to you folks in the government. This is not going to be a fun war. You think the Viet Cong were hard to deal with? People aren't going to wait in the woods for you. I love how in all the movies the militia fights in the woods and stuff, or fights, you know, hiding out in the mountains. There'll be a lot of folks that run there who want to be left alone. But you're going to get a lot of people. Once all this really starts, here's the headline, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. They're not going to be orders from headquarters. There's not going to be cells to stop. There's not going to be groups. You pull a patriot over, lights out. You set a checkpoint up. Somebody rolls up to it who's 50-something years old, doesn't care what happens to them, sick of it all. Lights out for everybody. And they're going to start going to bars you're in. They're going to start coming after you. These are trained killers. You start a fight with them, they're going to come after you everywhere you're at, and they're going to wipe you out. And I don't say that with a feeling of pleasure. They're going to wipe us out too, folks. The Patriot leadership will be the first they come after. And I want to explain something to everybody here. They plan on us all killing each other. It's called problem, reaction, solution, full spectrum dominance, just like they get Shiites and Sunnis to kill each other. Military, police, you're smart enough. You know how stuff works. You're smarter than the general public on average. You know how this stuff works. You're not stupid. You do not want this civil war. I don't want it. I want prosperity. I want stability. I want freedom. I want a future. The globalists aren't going to let us have that because politically, I'm getting goosebumps right now, we're starting to win and take America back. They're not going to let us peacefully fix things. They're going to start a fight with us. Because they think long-term, shutting the country down, starving everybody out, having a civil war will be so horrible that 2-3 years into it, they'll be able to mop up resistance and take over. But you are totally expendable, and they're planning on removing the old military and police establishment in this war. Now, I've war-gamed it, figured it out, and then gone and researched and found the globalists saying it themselves. Let me tell you, that's really creepy when you know so much because you're so immersed in something. You know their plan, and then go find it with them saying exactly what you've already envisioned. That's criminology right there, with military science and research. And Stuart Rhodes and all of his people concur, this is the plan. Okay? Now, there's got to be a way to stop this. If the Civil War starts and I hear about thousands of dead cops in military, I'm not going to be happy. I would have failed. But here's the deal. We're not going to FEMA camps. You're not getting our wives and kids. You understand? And, I mean, if you sign on to the New World Order Army and come marching down the road, just like at Lexington Concord, they said, men, we didn't come here looking for a fight, but if they want one, they're going to get one. Don't shoot unless you're fired upon, but we're not turning our guns in. And it all kicked off right there. And I'm here to tell you, folks, we're there again. And that's why I am... I've never felt like this in my life. I feel completely nasty. You know, it's just a dirtiness. I've just said, no. The only time I felt like this is when somebody I really love has terminal cancer and you go see him in the hospital, man, they look like a skeleton. And you know you're going to lose them. But it's one thing to lose old people. It's another thing to lose a whole country. And I know a lot of you have roots in this country. It's especially painful when you got long roots, deep roots. It's just so sad to see what they've done to us. They've really wrecked us good. Just look what they've done to us. Look what they've turned us into. Look at how evil we are. And they're going to have their big commie takeover now. They're going to come after everybody. They really are. This is it. This is it, folks. These people are going to try this if they think they can. They've definitely got nukes outside of the control chain. They're definitely holding the Congress hostage. You know, that's what I really think is going on here. Let's go to Gunfighter in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, first-time caller. Only been listening to you for 6 to 9 months.
Welcome. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Turned on by a friend of mine, and he had a couple of decals made up for us, bumper stickers, and we got them on the back windows of our truck. It says, if you aren't PO'd, you're not paying attention. Infowars.com. And I both listen to you, and every time we talk to somebody on the phone, like when we pay a credit card bill or somebody else, or doesn't matter, we tell them about you. We turn them on to you, and I've gotten a lot of good response out of it. I have basically two questions to ask you. I know you're a very valuable time.
Oh, no, sir. We appreciate you. What are your questions?
I want to tell you how much we really appreciate having somebody like you and your crew. God, you must have the most fantastic research crew in the world working for you, buddy, because I'll tell you what, they're spot on, and you are too. And we're glad that you're a Christian. We're Christians, and we agree with you 99 and 44, 100%. The problem here is I think you're 100% right when you say civil war. One of my questions is, when I get done here, you can answer for me, is how long do you think it's going to be before we hit that point? The other question is, how soon do you think we're going to start having banks close down and do to us what Cyprus did? And the thing that I really want to tell you, I think I know who transported your nukes for you. I used to line haul cross-country, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. I worked for the largest trucking company governmental contractor. They, at the time, they were called Tri-State Motor Transit out of Joppa, Missouri. They bought out a couple of three other companies, and then they changed the name to Trism. and they're still in business, and they don't move anything without paperwork, not even for the government. So there's paperwork on these things that these guys hauling, and I'm pretty sure they're the ones that do it.
Well, thank you. God bless you. God bless you, sir. I'll try to answer the question.
Wi-Fi great? You can browse the web anywhere. Coffee shops, airports, libraries. But using public Wi-Fi means that people can spy on you. And it's easy as, yep, they can access your data at the touch of a button. Seriously, even your internet service provider can see every website you ever go to. Private internet access has got your back. How? Well, it's kinda nerdy, but to put it simply, spies and companies that track you don't like us one bit. We create an encrypted tunnel so that nobody can spy on you. We also provide IP cloaking, which frees you from geographic restrictions when you're traveling. Register today and disappear online the way it was supposed to be. Go to privateinternetaccess.com right now, because your family's privacy is worth it. That's privateinternetaccess.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
About a lucky man who made the grade.
The globalists think we're weak. They've domesticated half the population. They're now bringing this country down. We're going into collectivization. I had the guest on last hour who became a national figure when they put him in jail for a 7-year sentence for legally owning guns in New Jersey. And he hadn't seen his son in 4 years because the state court ruled they don't care if he's been pardoned by the governor. He can't see his son. And I think about how they persecute anybody who's upright and not a criminal. More and more, the government has gone rogue. And C.J. Grisham, of course, is standing up against that. He's a prominent military blogger, founder, and Soldier's Perspective, and a decorated war veteran. He's an Army Master Sergeant, who, of course, was initially disarmed by members of the Temple Police Department and didn't resist him. And I guess they're going ahead with trying to charge him with stuff. It's going to court. He was out on a hike in the middle of nowhere with his 15-year-old Boy Scout son. And let me tell you, we got a big piece of property out in East Texas. If you now walk down the side of the road from one piece of your property to the other, the cops will pull over there and ask you what you're doing. I mean, this country is in deep trouble. And a lot of folks say, hey, just don't have your guns out in public. Let us shut it down. Well, we wanted to get him on to get an update with the upcoming trial, but also talk about this memo that's restricted, but we got it and we called, and it's Command Policy SJA04. Put out a month ago in September, Department of the Army. It says you don't go out in public with your guns, and basically implies it's illegal to legally have your guns. So they're just banning our guns by fiat. And C.J. Grisham, good to have you back on, fellow evil thought criminal. Good to have you here with us.
Thanks, Al. It's good to be here.
So, I mean, you continue to be, expose this to millions of people. I think your video, last time I checked, it has like 8 million views or something. You can correct me if I'm wrong, going from memory. But they still don't care. They're proud of themselves. This is going to trial.
Yeah, they refuse to drop any of the charges. I do still face the interference with public duties charges. And one of the things that we tried to do is we tried to suppress the arrest as an illegal arrest. And what the Temple Police Department and the Bell County prosecutors are alleging is that because I was walking down the right side of the road in violation of the transportation code, they had every right to arrest and disarm me. So we're digging at the bottom of the barrel here as a way of trying to find ways of disarming the populace and really legitimize what it is they're doing. But I don't think they anticipated the kind of fight that I was willing to put up.
Well, I've dealt with the Temple Police, and a lot of them are nice. And actually, a lot of my family's from Temple. It's a great old town, but it's some of the police are nice. Others are out of control. I've had them tell us when they had a military checkpoint once on I-35, they were doing, Clinton was doing as a test. That's how long ago this was. It was a violation of posse comitatus. I had the Temple Police tell us we weren't allowed to film on the highway from 200 yards away. So they need to learn about the First Amendment as well.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the problems that we have here, I agree with you, there are some very good Temple PD cops. The problem that we have right here is the prosecutors. The prosecutors are the ones that are causing most of the problems. As you know, the police obviously initiate these false arrests. But once they file those charges and the case, it's pretty much out of their hands to do anything. However, what I have a problem with is that so far the officer involved in my arrest, even though we haven't been to trial, it's very easy to prove that he lied on his sworn statements, his sworn affidavits of probable cause, because it's proven not only in my video, but in the dash cam footage that's going to come out this week during the trial, that he blatantly lied. It wasn't even a misrepresentation of the truth. He lied on his sworn statements. He lied to his supervisor. And yet everybody all the way up that chain, from the sergeant on the scene all the way up to the chief of police, nobody had the gumption to, you know, do something about that. And at a minimum, I mean, a minimum, I'm not one of those guys that agrees with paid administrative leave when a cop does something wrong. I think they should be charged and thrown in jail and have to bail out just like everybody else when they're accused of a crime. But, you know, at a bare minimum, he should have been put on administrative leave, if for nothing else than falsifying documents. But then the problem we have is in the prosecutors here. The Bell County prosecutors are the ones that are anti-gun, are the ones that are going after soldiers' rights. They're the ones that are contacting the Army and filing these complaints. This letter that came out from the general, and I, you know, as an active duty soldier, I'm not going to necessarily directly talk about that.
Yeah, you better not comment on that. You can just talk in general. Stay there, Sergeant. We're going to come right back with our guest, Master Sergeant C.J. Grisham on the other side, and talk in general about what's happening in the country from the perspective of an active duty military officer, but as a civilian, get his take on things.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones here back live with C.J. Grisham, very popular blogger, founder of Soldiers Perspective. And we're going to get his take on a lot of issues that are taking place right now. He also is with and is promoting OpenCarryTexas.org, a group that we've been following and covering, Jakari Jackson, David Knight, and myself. We're going to be down there coming up in just a few days now in San Antonio for the Open Carry March. The police chief has said he doesn't care if it's the law that you can open carry a rifle. He's going to arrest people. So we'll be down there, and I'm told the land commissioner may even show up down there. He's saying that he's going to try to enforce the law. Jerry Patterson, we interviewed him last week and aired that here. But let me just say something. If you look at the Homeland Security documents the last 5 years saying George Washington's bad, gun owners are bad, returning veterans are the number one threat, forget Al-Qaeda now. It's the veterans. Because we have foreign globalist interests, like the IMF, the Communist Chinese, and others, the Saudi Arabians particularly, now dictating our internal policy. This is now mainstream news. It isn't Alex Jones saying this, reading some CFR or Davos report. This is now open. This is how pathetic they think we are. And I know he's an active duty master sergeant, so he can't say a lot about this, but the military is massively awake. You know, I've never been somebody that just grovels at the feet of the military, because I know that can be used as propaganda by the globalists to sell their operations on the backs of the military and their heroism. But I have found the military, especially the Army and the Marines, as the most awake group, period. 50, 60, 70%. Stuart Rhodes will tell you that as well, especially in special warfare, especially in the mid-level non-commissioned officers. The smarter they are, the more they are. We're talking 80%, according to Rhodes, in special warfare. That's exactly what we found. And my issue is there's a reason for 5 years they've been saying returning vets the number one enemy. Battle of Athens, 1946. They wouldn't let the vets vote. They were cheating things. Boss Hogg up in Tennessee. The vets just took the town back over. Okay? My grandfather came back from World War II. He was involved, ran for office as a Republican, wasn't going to put up. He was involved when civil rights, you name it, in East Texas, folks. That's as south as it gets, because they had already fought tyranny. They were not going to lay down to corruption. And it was World War II vets that did the civil rights movement. It was the Republicans that did the Civil Rights Act. The Democrats had been the Ku Klux Klan organization. They stopped being racist against blacks and flipped it over to do race politics. And you know I'm not even a Republican, because they've been so globalists and everything. But the point is, the Republican grassroots ideology of liberty, that idea, the Republican Party platform of Texas, sounds like something the John Birch Society wrote. That's good stuff, just the leadership doesn't follow it. We could take the Republican Party over, is my point. That's why they're demonizing the veterans. I'm going to shut up. I got you on here, CJ, to talk about your trial coming up, the big deal in San Antonio, the date on that. We're going to give folks all the details on that. It's just a few days away. While time creeps up on us, looks like I guess I'll be down there broadcasting live. It's going to be quite a circus. But the point is, what do you make of the demonization of veterans? And then now the Department of the Army that the general put out here, that the local government is now, I guess, commanding Fort Hood and telling them, you keep your soldiers even off duty who live outside the base. They're not allowed to basically have a Second Amendment. I mean, I'm reading this. They're implying here, I read it last week, that the Second Amendment's illegal. I know you can't speak to this, but you can speak to what Temple's trying to do. But before we go there, what do you make of what I just said about the bizarro world? Our veterans are the ones we can't trust. I mean, this just sounds like what an enemy occupier would say.
Yeah, well, let me correct one thing. I will tell you that the letter does not ban or in any way restrict our right to carry firearms off base.
No, it doesn't. But I mean, I read it last week. It has a quote here where it basically implies you could be arrested.
Yeah, well, this is what I was talking about prior to the break, is the prosecutors and the local police chiefs around here, they don't like the fact that there are soldiers and civilians that are starting to stand up and exercise their rights.
They and that's my threatened. Point, is they hate veterans because they know you guys right. led the civil rights movement.
But I will say that any, and I'm not going to talk about any specific order, but any order that violates my Fourth Amendment, my Fifth Amendment, my Sixth Amendment, Second Amendment, First Amendment rights is an illegal order. There's a standing mentality in this country that when you sign up for the military, you waive your rights, and that's just simply not true. I would not have signed up to join the military if I were going to just throw my rights away. I mean, I fight for the rights of every American, not every other American than myself. And that's something that we've got to understand. I think a lot of people do. There are so many oath keepers in the military that understand that. The problem is that the higher up you get, the only way you're going to get up there is by recognizing what our political leaders want out of leaders. And we don't give up those rights. When I signed up to be a soldier as a private, 19 years ago, I never once signed a piece of paper that said, I'm giving up all my rights and I'm turning my entire life over to the military. I'm a soldier, but I'm a dad first. I'm a citizen first. I'm a Texan first. And, the soldier part of me is, something I do to keep my country safe. And, any order that orders me to give up those rights, in my mind, is an illegal order. And obviously, that's something that each individual soldier has to weigh independently, because obviously, when you stand up for your rights, there is a little bit of backlash that you're going to get, and you have to be willing to stand up
for
that.
Well, until about 25 years ago, they gave privates, because I've shown them on air, those little manuals that talked about George Washington and talked about the chain of command and talked about not following illegal orders and what illegal orders were and that it was your duty to not follow illegal orders. I don't think that even gets taught anymore.
It doesn't. I know when I first joined, you briefly heard about it. I think it was starting to get phased out. But I'll tell you right now, Alex, you know, you talk to soldiers today, and with this whole issue of what's going on with me, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard from not only officers, but some senior NCOs about, you know, my equal pay grade that say, you know, well, if you had just been more kind or just given him your gun when he asked for it, or, you know, and that's the kind of mentality that is just outright wrong. I mean, if somebody walks into your house and says, hey, I'm going to let this platoon here stay in your house, are you going to give up your Third Amendment rights and say, yeah, you know, it's better just to say yes, no. So why would we do that with our Second Amendment, our Fourth Amendment? And by telling soldiers that they're required to acquiesce to illegal searches of their papers and effects, which means show me your ID, just because you're obeying the law and carrying a firearm in a legal and safe manner, which is something that we at Open Carry Texas do. We don't just want to carry guns. We're trying to teach people how to do so safely. And
you're trying to bring back American culture of self-defense that Switzerland is using right now.
Absolutely.
They're trying to kill the liberty culture of self-defense, and we're trying to revive it.
And that's what it really is. You know, a right that you don't exercise is a right that's so easily taken away. I mean, look at what's going on around the country right now with this so-called government shutdown and how they're closing the national parks. I mean, we've got a government that's telling us when we can walk through the woods or get on a kayak. It just doesn't make any sense. And I don't know how we've gotten to that point. It's so great to see my fellow veterans and troops and things going down there and putting the government back in its place. And I know that sounds weird coming from a guy who works for the government, but I work for the people.
No, we have rogue elements that are out of control, and that is what you're supposed to do when you're in the government, is keep it to the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. That's the country. That's what makes us different. And anybody that deviates from that has to be brought back into line. And it's this laying down and saying, oh, we just have to follow any order we're given. Well, that's the creed of slaves.
Yes, and that's what we've seen in the rise of the warrior cop as well. Is this mentality that they have this ultimate authority over us. And one of the things, now this isn't our goal. I mean, we would love to work with police officers so that we don't have to, you know, beg and fight and scrape for our rights to be recognized. But, you know, by openly carrying firearms, I mean, officers, they come up to me all the time asking, hey, is that thing loaded? Yes, it's loaded. Is yours loaded? Well, yeah. Well, why is yours loaded? Because I'm a police officer. Okay, well, I'm a citizen. What makes you any different than me? There's this mentality that the state, and when I mean the state in a major macro national sense, and a state as in Texas, when the state feels like they have more power than you can have, and it's just a common statement. I mean, he doesn't even think twice about saying, well, I'm a police officer, as if that somehow puts him above me as far as what rights I can
exercise.
They
want the monopoly of force. We don't want to live in the worst areas of Chicago or New York. Or D.C. We live here because we want to be free, but the Democrats say they're going to turn the state blue and that they will get our guns and they will bring in enough illegals to get the vote done.
You know, they might turn the state blue. I mean, you know, they could possibly do that. It's done before. Look what happened to Ann Richards. But there's no way they're taking Texas' guns.
I know, but that's their goal. That shows how bold they are.
That is their goal, and I'll tell you, since we started OCT, I mean, the Open Carry Texas organization, we've woken a lot of people up, including the gun grabber groups, and Texas is now in the crosshairs for things like Moms Demand Action and Mayors for Gun Control, or whatever that Bloomberg organization is called. So but you know what? We're going to prove on October 19th, next Saturday, as we bring over 1,000 armed patriots to the Alamo and we draw that line in the sand that, you know, we are not going to accept anyone taking our guns. We're going to do so peacefully. But, you know, it seems, Alex, at some point we've got to stop just being allowing ourselves to get arrested. At some point we've got to stop allowing, you know, our rights to be infringed, and then we fight it in the courts and start standing up for ourselves right there at the moment. And I don't think that time's anywhere close, but it's closer than it's ever been in history.
Well, we've got to let the tyrants know we're not backing down. That's the only way we can avert the total takeover
we're seeing. Talk about what time people should be there. Give people the lay of the land, what's going to be happening, the fact that it's totally legal to have long guns, not handguns, folks, because Texas isn't as free as we thought it was. There's only five other states that have laws this anti-gun. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, the event starts on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Alamo. There's plenty of parking all around the place. Now, what you'll know is San Antonio did have an ordinance against the carrying of loaded firearms within city limits. We have successfully worked. The San Antonio Police Department was very anti-gun. We shamed them into submission. We've had many open carry walks around the city in preparation for this event coming up. The San Antonio Police Department has actually been very respectful of that. They haven't bothered our people. They've come up and had normal conversations. No one's been forced to ID. So 10 o'clock on Saturday at the Alamo, bring your long arms. That means you can lawfully carry a rifle, any shotgun. And you can also, if you want to carry a pistol, if you've got an 1899 or prior handgun, you can carry that openly as well, or a replica, as long as it doesn't fire center fire or rim fire ammunition. So we're going to have over 1,000 people so far is what we've got coming down to the city of Alamo, or the city of San Antonio at the Alamo, to basically educate the public and educate law enforcement and our state that we are not going to allow our gun rights to be disrespected. We're not going to allow our rights to be infringed upon.
And this is the equivalent of Charlton Heston in Oklahoma and Alabama, going in with black folks and eating at the counter and being there when folks got arrested. Rosa Parks sitting at the front of the bus. If we have this right, but they want to threaten to arrest us because we have it, it shows what tyrants they are. And I guess things have changed since last week, because when we talked to the land commissioner, Jerry Patterson, who's been a great patriot, I've known him for more than 15 years, he said that, well, yeah, they've been threatening to arrest people, the police chief has, but I've explained this is state property, so even if they have a fake ordinance, they can't stop you from having the guns on the state property, and I've given an order to the Daughters Republic of Texas and the state police that are going to be there, reminding them this is legal and lawful. So, I mean, I guess since then, the police chief has backed off and stopped acting like Santa Ana.
Well, I don't know if the police chief has backed off, but I know that the beat cops out there, the guys on the bikes, the guys walking around in their patrol cars, they have not been harassing us at all. As a matter of fact, today and this weekend, we were walking all around San Antonio with our rifles, identifying businesses that would allow us to come in with our weapons during the event. And after the event, if you want to walk around and spend some money and go eat or whatever, just look for a small American flag in the window or the door of that shop, and that will identify them as a gun-friendly, we call them gun-friendly zones.
You know, I was about to say, that's a good idea nationwide. We should start a national movement with, like, a special American flag, maybe where the stars are. Maybe there's George Washington's face or something. And then do business with pro-gun places and use our economy to leverage out the anti-liberty people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, we got an overwhelming response. We almost ran out of flags. I mean, that's how many businesses are very pro-gun in downtown San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. San Antonio is one of the best cities for liberty I've ever seen. I mean, the people there are just absolutely anti-New World Order.
Right. Yeah. And we're not going to have any problems from the police officers. If we do, it's going to be coming from the top. And it's going to be forced. But I guarantee.
So should I bring my M4 or should I bring my Barrett 50? That'll get a little bit heavy carrying that.
Well,
around.
There you go. Bring the Barrett 50. I know I'm going to have my M4 on me, and it's going to be.
Well,
scary,
I'm not a combat guy like you that's been carrying 75-pound packs around. I get tired carrying that thing 100 yards. That would be a good stunt, though, wouldn't it?
It would be. And if I had one, I'd probably I'd probably force myself to endure the pain for a little while. But,
go ahead.
We're just trying to normalize it. Obviously, people don't walk around with Barrett 50 cals. Obviously, they have a very specific purpose, and that's long-range targeting. We're trying to get people comfortable with seeing us carrying normal day-to-day weapons. To show them, you know, the Second Amendment, I've been reading a lot of Supreme Court case law on guns, and the Second Amendment applies to any weapon that's used by the military. That's what's protected under the Second Amendment. And it has nothing to do with hunting or shooting. So we want people to get out there and, not just on Saturday, but hopefully after this weekend coming up, People will go out and walk around in their neighborhoods and walk around in their towns and show that an armed society is a polite society, and that the sight of a gun doesn't mean that that a guy's a criminal. There's a saying from back in Roman times that a sword is just a tool except in the hands of a killer, and that's kind of how we feel about a gun. It's just a tool. It's a self-defense tool, and if the state can defend itself with guns, then the people should be able to defend itself with guns.
Well, I think the kleptocrats that run this country have jumped the shark, shutting down the veterans' memorials and the national parks. It shows how out of touch these control freaks are.
It is. And the fact that they think they have the power to do that, that's what really gets me, Alex, is that we have given over the power of the federal government into every aspect of our lives, that when the government shuts down, everyone freaks out as if the world's going to end. That everyone should be questioning that. How is it that everyone's so afraid of a government shutdown that we can't live our lives? We've become way too dependent, and it's time we take it back.
Well, CJ Grisham, I'm going to see you down there this Saturday at the Alamo, my friend.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it.
Look forward to seeing you in person. I feel like I know you. I've had you on a couple times. God bless your courage and your fight for liberty, sir.
Thank you. The trial starts tomorrow at Bell County.
All right. Give out your private website, your personal website.
Soldiersperspective.us, soldiersperspective.us.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic. I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
As we've been tragic on the wine spread, much too long, Rebel.
Babylon system is the vampire.
Babylon system is the vampire.
Sucking the blood of the children. I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive to talk to Frank, and then, of course, Alan and Nadim, Matt and Chris, I'm going to go to you guys here in just a moment, but I want to get to the guy's question before our guest came on. Gunslinger from California, he asked, when will the collapse really accelerate? Our families are already collapsing. Our health is already collapsing. Our culture is already collapsing. And then those of us that don't collapse and hold everything up, we're told how we're bad all day to keep us in a state of guilt so we'll do whatever the parasitic system says. Most of the welfare people are just victims of the system. A system that's deindustrialized, that's taken their jobs. We need to teach that most of the debt is not, most of the debt that's out there is not even related to the welfare. The welfare is bad because it makes you dependent. The real welfare is these foreign banks, but I don't know when the collapse is going to accelerate. It could be next week. It could be 5 years from now. But we're definitely moving into a political and economic quadrant of history that it just goes from bad to worse. And that's what I'm really coming to grips with, is that things are really as bad as we said they could be, and they're worse, and people better wake up. But folks don't usually wake up till it gets really bad, and then the system's going to sit there and pose as a savior again and offer more tyranny. Oh, Obamacare didn't work? Well, give us even more socialist health care. Oh, that'll work. It's just, these people, the globalists have no respect for them. Look at the stuff at the Walmart riots and the EBT cards and the weirdo police trying to beat up vets, you know, Korea War vets and stuff. I mean, it's just absolutely shameful. It's disgusting. It's disgusting that these people think they're God. It's a bunch of other news I didn't get to. This is out of WIBW. Shutdown. Paychecks for federal prisoners, but not for prison workers. I shouldn't laugh. It's just, many veterans stopped receiving disability checks due to government shutdown, so now they've begun that, but the federal prisoners get their checks. And more is coming out now about how there is identity theft in Obamacare. It's just designed to destroy the country because the globalists are trying to take the nation down. They hate America. They hate our freedom. They hate the good part of America. America's never been perfect, but it's been heads above all the other countries because it really had some basic private property rights. And that is something the establishment can't deal with. Briefly, this broadcast is also listener-supported, not supported with taxpayer money like MSNBC or NPR and others. You didn't know MSNBC got stimulus money? Yeah, it does. We're supported by selling great products in the free market, the best non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated seeds in the InfoWars Seed Center, InfoWarsStore.com, the best spectrum of super high-quality water filters at the lowest prices for ProPure on down. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, the magazine to wake people up, the books, the films, the InfoWars apparel to meet like-minded liberty lovers. There's just hundreds and hundreds of great items, and also InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. You can find the best nascent atomic iodine out there for the thyroid and for all the radiation that's out there. You can go see all the medical info and details and breakdown on Survival Shield at InfoWarsLife.com and why the system doesn't want you to know about pure, clean, non-GMO-based iodine. People say, well, iodine's not GMO. Yeah, a lot of the bases it's in are. This is glycerin-based, and I'm telling you, the difference between this, I dare you to try other so-called approved nascent iodine for supplement use. Try it. It tastes like the most horrible stuff you ever taste like. Compared to this, this tastes great. Amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions there as well. We sold out of this last week. We got more in. It's available right now. Overdrive coming up. We're going to go to Frank.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.